the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
Evie Jones, who we love, off Gogglebox. She's up for a bunch of Logies, this one, yeah, over here.
Fall.
On the weekend.
If you include the project.
It's in Melbourne.
Questionable, but okay. I'll take it.
No.
You've got to get the pronunciation
if
right.
They win, I will get up.
You were barely on the project.
Project.
Anyway.
Not project.
Project. Yeah, I get in trouble for saying that wrong. Sorry.
Evie is filling in for Fief, who yesterday called us with the incredible news that, yes we have welcomed Daisy Bell Box to the world, Fev, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. And it was an amazing day for the show, amazing day for Fee and her other beautiful daughter, little Trixie Bell, little Daisy. And I've had four children, Evie, and when...
You still have four children.
Yes. Yep. But when your wife or your partner or girlfriend gives birth, it's a time for family, it's intimate.
Yeah.
The baby comes into the world, you're in your hospital room, and it's just an overwhelming feeling of happiness, and you don't want anyone else to sort of, you know, come in, because it's just...
And the woman is in a bit of pain.
She's just had an operation. So she wants to spend some time with Trixie, with Daisy. It was the same with my wife. I just don't want anyone else in, because it's a time you never get back. It's the first hours of the baby's life, and you want to be around her, and you cuddle.
Intimate.
So I'd sent Fee a text message throughout the day and just said, mate, I know you're not up for visitors because we've been through this, but just send us your home address and we'll send you a gift. Because you're laying in bed, you're recovering, recovering from a huge surgery. And then she went on to say that she had an unexpected visit.
Well, just as your text came through to Fief, I was actually with her in her hospital bed. And this is what was happening. Just as Fev actually texted us, we're talking about it.
He just sent me a text saying he knows I'm not up for visitors. And the truth is I'm not.
Why I'm here?
Well, I know, but that's questionable, isn't it? Like, I've just given birth. Would you turn up? I've got a newborn baby in my arms. There's an argument to say. It is a little bit too soon.
A bit intimate. I guess I did sort of say I was dropping in a gift. I could have left it at reception or...
Well, you did say that. You said, shall I leave it at reception?
And you said no.
Well, I said, if you're at the front, just come in. I mean, you've come all the way.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure on Fief to just say, of course, come in.
My message said, hey, I can honestly, I'll just leave it at the front.
She's
no
on
problem.
Morphine and endone. She sounded like she was on the happy
gas. She was giggling weirdly there.
If you weren't pushing to get in there, you wouldn't have texted her at all. You would have just left the
gift. Look, there is an argument, and I'm not saying I agree with this. There is an argument to say I was a bit prominent yesterday.
You were way too prominent. You've seen the baby before even family members of Fiona had seen the baby.
Her brother Cam has yet to meet Dave. I've beaten Cam, her brother, to see.
And I try to give Byron a heads up, because he sent me a message earlier in the day saying, do you know where Fee is? And I said, oh, we'll just leave it. You know, she's in the hospital. When she feels like it's time to say, hey, this is where I am, guys, or I'm at home, then you go around and then you send a present. And Byron goes, found out where she is. I've been pestering her all day.
All right, so give us a call, if perhaps, and we'd love to hear from mums who've been through this, where you've just given birth, you're in the hospital, and maybe someone visited that was a bit prominent and a bit inappropriate ahead of an actual family member. Our own producer, Ali's got a good one, guys. She's how long ago did little
Two
Rose?
2 years ago, I had a baby, little Rose, and my sister's boyfriend actually was there 20 minutes after I gave birth and was holding her before my mum.
Wow. He wasn't the real father, was he?
No.
That wasn't really why he was there.
Just a peek behind the curtain, Evie. Fee's very private. So when she's at home and someone rings the doorbell, she pretends she's asleep because she doesn't want visitors.
Yeah,
She's just had a baby.
Okay, fair enough.
Did she pretend she was asleep when you got in there?
Oh, very funny. 131060, call us if you had a guest in hospital that was just a bit too prominent. We'll come back to your calls next on The Fox.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Evie Jones, congratulations. Yep. She's nominated for about 100 Logies on Sunday night. Make sure you watch it.
She's had about four
TV shows, but she is filling in for Fief.
Amazingly
has given birth to a beautiful second daughter, Daisy Bell Box. The announcement yesterday on our show.
Feathers. Girl squad.
So what if I dropped in and you know, gave her a little gift on the first day the baby was born. So what? I mean, it's okay.
It wasn't the only gift you gave us.
Oh, that's not, like, okay. All that stuff. Let's just park that to one side.
All right, you're definitely not the dad.
Right.
So why were you there so early?
Well, because I'm her friend, and I said, I've got a gift, and if you don't mind, I'll just leave it at reception. And she said, no, well, seeing you here.
Had her brother even been in yet?
No.
Okay.
A lot of close family haven't visited
surely
yet.
Surely Pearl. It was Pearl.
Pearl, I think, just beat me, her mother.
I did get a text message, Evie Jones, yesterday at 6:32 p.m. Look who turned up unannounced.
Okay.
And it was a picture of Byron and the baby.
Well, that's a cute selfie. I haven't posted that one yet.
That's a great photo. Awkward pop-in.
We already heard from our producer, Ali, who I believe it was her sister's boyfriend that visited her after she gave birth before her own mother. That's unbelievable. Is that actually still around?
Yeah, he's still around. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I was high as a kite, so.
Yeah. Green pen.
Samantha from Doreen. Who was too prominent?
I was the one that was too prominent with my best friend. So she had had the baby and I was messaging the husband in my defence to see if I could go in, and he said yes. So I went
dads
in.
Dads don't know.
Dads don't have a clue.
I should have known, because I had to say I was her sister to be allowed in the hospital. That should have been a warning sign. But I went in and then I found out that her parents hadn't been in yet.
How did your best friend take it? How did she take it, Samantha?
Oh, she was completely fine.
Yeah, but her best friends are like sisters
so
and
was
brothers.
Thief was no. fine.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Crystal from Werribee, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Very well. You being prominent?
Well, my cousin was. So I had a really tough labour. And my baby was probably about 5 minutes fresh. Hadn't been properly cleaned up yet. My cousin came barging in.
Your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin.
What the hell? She came in
and I still had to get up and have a shower. And, you know, after you get up off the bed after having your baby, there's a lot of things that you don't want people to see.
Your cousin?
You can't unsee that.
She came in before my stepdad. She came in before my in-laws. And she came in with my 5-year-old brother.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that was a bit scary.
And how long was your labour, Crystal?
Can we give me, like, 10 more minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Yeah, just another.
Crystal, how long was your labour?
24 hours.
Oh, come on.
You don't want anyone popping in after 24 hours.
Just popped them out.
Well,
take the baby and I'll have a nice little sleep. Michelle from Summers. Oh, gee, I went to Summers camp. Great. Oh, what a spot.
Oh.
How are you, Michelle?
I'm good, thank you.
Who was too prominent?
4 mates before giving birth.
Horrible line. Just go one more time.
4 mates turned up before I gave birth.
Four mates of your husband's?
Yes.
While you were in labour.
Yes.
Will they bring a six-pack in?
The Fox.
Well, Israel Folau's use of the GoFundMe page had everyone talking. Is this the way it should be used? And most agreed, no, it's not. It's not for millionaires to raise money for their legal costs. It's for deserving people like Beck from Seaford. We met Beck at Fifi's single mum's baby shower. She told us this story. Her 6-year-old daughter, Indy, and what Indy is going through.
She's now unable to do anything for herself. She's legally blind, has a little bit of hearing loss, and it will take her life. We've been raising money for about a year to help us buy this car. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a struggle.
She set up a GoFundMe. She was only at $2,000. She'd been up there for 8 months, and she needs to get to a target of 20 for a car that enables little Indy to get around Melbourne because she's a hardworking single mum. She can't afford to have a full-time job. It's very tough for her.
And she has another daughter as well that she also has to look after. So she's a super mum. And we wanted to get to the goal that she set of $20,000 because that's what the car would cost. And as you said, Byron, $2,000 in a year. And we've managed to raise in the last day and a half, 15 grand, which puts it up to 17 and a half.
That's amazing.
So we're almost there, Melbourne. I'm so proud to be able to do this. And I'm so rapt about our listeners who have just donated their own money that they work hard for because they know that GoFundMe is a place that needs to be used for special things, and I don't think anyone is more deserving than little Indy, who's 6 years old, and we heard her mum talk then. So, you know, we're nearly there, Evie. I'm super excited. Let's get to 20 grand.
Good on you, Melbourne.
And, 2.5 left.
2.5 grand left.
All our socials is where you go. Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram.
Swipe up.
Yep. Twitter and Facebook. Get around it. This is The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Big story around Victoria the last couple of days. The federal government supports a move to ban students' phones at Victorian public schools, which I agree. I think it's the kids are there to learn. They're not there to be on their phones. My kids have got phones, but I don't expect them to be contacting me throughout their school day because, you know, you pay school fees for them to go and learn. They don't need to be on their phone. They've got plenty of, you know, iPad and phone time when they get home. And overnight, the government has backed the Victoria's move to ban the mobile phones because they think that the parents will see this as a distraction from learning, which is what I just said. But they're worried about the cyberbullying and other inappropriate messages throughout the school time. So they think from first bell to last bell, there'll be no texts about bullying. That's where I come in and think that's not...
Won't happen.
Won't happen because cyberbullying will happen anyway when they get home at 3 o'clock. It's still going to happen. And I don't think people will be doing that at schools. I'm not quite sure people will be sending messages bullying people.
Oh, they would.
I know bullying in schools is a big issue and we need to clamp that down. But there's got to be some way with the way technology is at the moment where you can put a block on those sorts of things, I think, because all our kids have got iPads at school and they can text each other, but somehow stop that or turn the Wi-Fi off so they can't use it because kids, they don't want to use their data because the data costs a lot of money.
Oh,
so therefore
parents
maybe turn...
paying for the data,
and you will know. But that when they go to school, they have Wi-Fi.
I don't think it will stop the cyberbullying.
No, I don't think it will either.
But it will stop it for 6 hours. So... You know, it just won't be for those 6 hours. And I think that's really important because, you know, it's a lot of cyberbullying is in the moment.
Yes.
And if you don't actually have the ability to cyberbully someone, it'll go back to organic bullying. They'll just, you know, start. And then the teacher can intervene in that kind of thing. You can see it. Cyberbullying is so behind closed doors. And it's so awful. I think it's way worse. I mean, we all know it's way worse than normal bullying because keyboard warriors are the worst.
Like,
the things that you can say. Yeah.
Well, my theory on that, and I read a fair bit of this stuff on Facebook and the comments on Instagram and stuff yesterday, that the parents were outraged because they want to contact the kids at school. Mate, I was at school. If your parents, you need
call
to contact
the principal,
call the reception.
Yep, that's right.
And say I need to speak to my kid.
Well, it's almost like Captain Obvious. I'm in the science class now. I mean, the kids should be where they say they are in school.
Yeah, exactly.
And then others will disagree. I'm sure, Fev.
100%. The thing with trolling first, Byron, is I'm a big believer that Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, turn off comments.
Yes.
Just turn them off.
You
disable.
Yeah. Disable.
You don't have a reply on your Insta story.
I don't. I turned it
That's
off.
That's really good.
Yeah, because it's just people.
I do get that argument. But just like, you know, you shouldn't victim shame someone for, you know, women who are victims of abuse.
Assaults
and things. I think if I want to look and I do want to see comments, I should be able to do that. People should not be trolling. Right. Yeah, they shouldn't be bullying.
But I think that with Instagram, you post a photo, you can only see the people that follow you's comments.
Yes.
Not people on the outside that don't follow you. I think they shouldn't be
able
to comment.
There is a lot of those kind of filters. Do you know on Instagram there's an actual filter? I've used it, especially on our Angie and Evie page. Mm. You can put certain words in, and if anyone uses those words in a comment, it just isn't shown.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
really?
All of this, and I think that the main message here to put out on the phones, because the phones are already ringing, firstly, do you agree with the ban? Because there are some who don't think that this ban should be in place at school. So 131060, do you agree with the ban? And then from what you two are talking about, I think that the secondary question is, do you think it will stop or at least minimise cyberbullying? That's the other part of this.
Yeah, I just don't think it will. I just think it's going to happen anyway.
Yep, all right.
They need to make other avenues to stop that.
Already got calls coming through from teachers. We'd love to hear from parents on this issue. 131060, the number. Fifi, Fev and Byron at 17 minutes to 8.
1019, The Fox.
Evie Jones is sitting in for Fifi. Evie, obviously a parent to dogs. So
they won't use them.
Never use their phones in school.
Separate topic, but still, 131060 is the number. There's been a lot of talk about this.
Yeah, there has been, Byron. There's been a big push by the federal government to ban students' phones in public schools. And I heard a professor talking yesterday on the news, and he was saying that the school that they trialled it on, hand the phone in for the first bell, for the second to the end of the day, that the students' grades had gone up.
Yep.
They were more social with each other. especially at lunchtime and recess, where usually they'd go sit on the, you know, on the hill or whatever.
Just look down at their phone the whole time.
Just look down at their phone the whole time. Where back in Byron's day, they used to go. They used to go on the horse and carriage, go down to the local.
That was back in my day.
Yeah, but I used to go behind the shelter sheds and.
I did that too. But you know what? The best thing could really have. We should ask a kid.
Well, we will. We'll get to, we've got Fev's daughter in the studio.
Little Lenny Favola.
She's right next to you.
Hello. I thought she was an intern.
We're going to cross to Nikki from Lilydale first. We'll get to little Len Dog because that's a kid's perspective. But Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
Nikki comes from the teacher's point of view, guys. So Nikki is a teacher. What do you make of this, Nikki, as a teacher?
So it's funny that this announcement came out this week because 24 hours before this announcement, we actually announced to our school we were having a ban starting next term. But I just wanted to comment on the bullying side of things and how, you know, this will stop. Because from an educational point of view, we can't argue with the science in terms of it's distracting the consolidation of learning. So we can't really argue with that.
Well, that's a given,
From a bullying point of view, and bullying's happened in the history of time, and we're never going to be able to stop it.
No.
But I spent 2 hours of my day as a coordinator yesterday having to deal with bullying that happened online at home
in the
middle of the night that had nothing to do with me, nothing to do with school. But parents really need to step up in this situation and take control of what their kids are doing at home, in their bedrooms, on their mobile phones. At 12 years old, their parents have no idea. And when we make a radical suggestion, like perhaps you take their phone off them or delete their Instagram account at 13 years old, and the response we get is things like, but that might upset them.
There's a lot of scared parents these days.
It does, Nikki, reflect a lot on the parents and their upbringing because my kids use their iPads when they go to bed. Found out Lulu loves WWE wrestling, which I never knew because she was watching it at night time. But we do go to their history and see what they search because Google and Instagram and the TikTok now, there's this new crazed TikTok and there's predators on there that you wouldn't even know that are watching. So it's very important for parents to be very strict on usage of mobile phones when we're not there because we'll be downstairs and we don't know what they're doing.
Yep.
So Nikki's hit that on the
Common
head.
Sense. Well, one more teacher. We'll quickly take another teacher's perspective on this. Danielle, also a teacher. Do you agree with this mobile phone ban?
Yeah, absolutely I do. My school that I work at, we actually put this kind of policy in during term one. Mm-hmm. And we actually have like a warning kind of system. So they've been told, and then we take their phones if they're on it. If we see it at all, doesn't matter if they're using it. We see it, we take it.
What do the parents say about that?
Well, they're really supportive because the first warning, students can collect it at the end of the day.
Yep.
And then if they get caught again, it's actually parent pickup. So parents actually get really frustrated if they have to come in to school and then pick up their child's mobile phone because they've been caught using it when they actually shouldn't be.
So you have got them involved in that way.
Yeah,
that's pretty
absolutely,
good.
Because it was made actually by our local school council as well. And I feel like it's been the best implementation into our school because I find that, especially I'm a VCE teacher, and I especially find that my students are more switched on, more concentrated, and they know we see a phone, that's it.
Yeah,
good system. I mean, that seems to make good sense.
And you can't argue with that. But Daniel, what about cyberbullying? Have you noticed a difference in that, taking them away?
So from term one, there was a few issues with cyberbullying. I do remember I was a coordinator last term. However, I haven't heard about any issues this term. I find it is effective, but I also find, like Nikki said previously, it's something that parents also need to help us out. And I know when I've had parent meetings because of phone issues, parents are like, I've tried to take the phone. And it's like, well, we're taking our step. It's also like, you know, they need to also meet us halfway.
I think I agree. Well, the parents need to step up as well.
There should not be a sentence when you're a parent that says...
Breaking news, Evie.
Oh, yes, please.
Sorry, you're doing a jingle of some sort.
Oh, Fev.
Hey. We've got a kid on the ground in the studio.
Yeah, you already said that.
We've heard from two parents. We've heard two teachers, and now we've got a 12-year-old child who is in year seven who loves putting her head in the mobile phone. Lenny Favola. Now, what's your thoughts, honey? You obviously in year seven, you've started high school, you have a phone, you're allowed to take phones into school. Do you think that you should be able to?
Not in class, but like I think we should be able to have them like at lunchtime. And, like, at school, but, like, not in class.
And why do you think not in class?
so we don't get distracted and we actually learn.
So you take your phone in the class?
No.
You don't have it in class at all? Other kids have it in class?
Mm-hmm.
Do they get distracted?
Yeah.
And you're allowed to have them in class at the moment?
No.
Okay.
So some of them are sneaking them into class.
So they're sneaking. But what about at lunchtime? Don't you think it's important to talk to each other rather than looking at your phone?
Me and my friends, we talk to each other. We don't go on our phones, but like we still have them like in our pocket, and I'll like text Dad or something and like tell them what I had for lunch. And
which is good.
She does, because we're trying to get Len on a bit of a health kick. So they've got a they've got a canteen at school.
Was Lenny the one that texted you when I first came in here and said, "Can you go up into my bedroom? Next to my bed, I've left my library bag with books."
Yeah, my sport bag.
That was you. What they're used for.
Because we get in trouble if we forget our uniform. And when we get 3 ticks, we get sent to the
3 coordinator. Ticks, and then you won't do it again.
I know. And I was at 2 ticks.
Alex gives Lenny some money for the canteen shop when it's canteen day.
Yeah.
And she'll take a photo of like her carrots and her juice and her healthy things. So it looks like she's eating healthy, but then I go, "Did you not take a photo of the donut that you had?"
There is no donuts, Dad. Okay.
Look, the point is, I mean, it might be a grey area. I think the lunch and recess is contentious. Mm. No one's arguing about the classroom. Absolutely not.
And even when a kid says that they don't want it in class because they want to learn, is a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's coming straight from the horse's mouth.
I brought her up.
Not a horse.
Have your say on our Instagram poll too, by the way. Those results will be really interesting as to whether or not you support this mode. But the full ban, including lunch and recess.
Can I just say one thing quickly? Yep. I was going to say before, something that should never come out of a parent's mouth is, "I tried to take the phone off them." If you're even saying that kind of thing, parenting failed.
Yeah, they've taken over.
I try to take my phone off the kids all the time.
Well,
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Evie Jones filling in for Fief, who only yesterday made the announcement on our show. Daisy Bell Box is here, her second daughter. It's so exciting. Now, at Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower, which was an amazing event a couple of weeks ago, we did it at Melbourne Arena, we met Beck from Seaford. She is a hard-working single mum, like so many that were there that morning. Now, Beck has a 6-year-old daughter, Indy. And she gave us a bit of detail on Indy's current situation.
She's now unable to do anything for herself. She's legally blind, has a little bit of hearing loss, and eventually it will take her life. We've been raising money for about a year to help us buy this car. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a struggle.
Beck, the mum, has been using the GoFundMe page to try and raise this money. That's obviously in the news because of Israel Folau's use of GoFundMe. Yes. Fev, this was smart because you thought, hang on, let's use GoFundMe. Let's get Melbourne around our friend Beck. Let's use it for something
that it should be useful.
Meaningful,
yes. And as you said, we met Beck at Fee's Single Mum Baby Shower, and we heard about her story, and it just worked in perfect. So thank you, Israel Folau, for alluding us to the GoFundMe and seeing people that should be using it for the right reason.
The right reasons.
And Beck is one of those. Morning, Beck.
Hi, Beck. Good morning.
And how have you been over the last couple of days?
Good. It's been really exciting to see how many people are supporting us. It's been awesome.
Yeah, it must feel so overwhelming. So now we had the goal. You had the goal of $20,000. So I can report right now. We're going to try to get there by the end of the day. But we've got $17,844 that we've raised so far.
Amazing.
What would that do?
It's definitely going to help us get a wheelchair accessible car. And I don't know how we would have got there otherwise. So I'm really grateful.
Now, Beck,
for everyone.
Well, let's keep in mind too, guys, this car, and this was always the goal, the $20,000 was for a car similar to a Kia Carnival, and this allows Indy to get around, and it has to be converted, and it needs all the bells and whistles. That's what we're pushing. The 20 grand is to get to that
Beck's
car.
Beck's a single mum. She can't work full time. Yes.
No.
She's a carer as well. So there's no way she was going to raise this on her own.
No, and Beck, we've got another mother on the phone, Narelle from Mill Park. Good morning, Narelle.
Hi, Narelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, great. We're good. You contacted us, and have you got something to say to Beck?
I do. Hi, Beck.
Hi.
Look, I heard your story. My daughter and I heard your story while we were driving to school and work the other day, and we were in a very similar situation probably about 3.5, 4 years ago. When my son was diagnosed with cancer, on the spine and was a quadriplegic. Wow. He has since passed away, and we now have a wheelchair vehicle, accessible vehicle, sitting in our driveway that we don't know what to do with. So we would actually like to donate the Kia Carnival that has already been modified to you for you and your daughter.
Oh, wow, that's so amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, Narelle, that is unbelievable to be able to do that for Beck. That's amazing. And obviously we were raising the money on the GoFundMe page for Beck. And you also got that car from the GoFundMe page, didn't you?
Yeah, so we had a number of someone set that up for us on our behalf because I just couldn't do it. And we raised enough money to purchase the car. And you know what? It was specifically for that, and our son Lockie would be devastated if we didn't do something like this and pay it forward because of the kindness and the generosity of the community. We would never be in this situation.
Oh, Narelle, you're an absolute gem. Now, Beck, so obviously we've raised nearly $18,000 for the GoFundMe page, but with the GoFundMe page, you know, that money was going to go towards a car, but you have a car now, so you can use that money to go forward on just helping out little Indy with everything that goes on with day-to-day life. Is that right?
Oh, seriously, that's so generous of her to do. That's just amazing. I have no words, really. I don't know what to say. I'm very, very grateful.
This is unbelievable. So that will go towards ongoing costs. Yeah. So the money that we've raised, and the beautiful full circle moment is the people that helped Narelle raise the money in the first place. They have now assisted via our show and to Beck. Now they've now assisted Beck with the very same thing.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Congratulations, Beck. You have a car for little Indy. And Narelle, you're a very special human, and I bet you Lockie will be proud. He'll be a proud son now looking at mum who's given away a car to someone that was in need. So you're a super mum, Beck. Hope everything goes
well with
little Indy. You'll be able to get her in the car now, and you've got a lot of money there that's going to help you. You are a single mum who works part-time, and you've got another daughter as well. So we're bloody stoked for you, mate.
I'm so grateful to everyone. Seriously, it's absolutely amazing. I'm so grateful.
Thank you to everyone who helped us, and that means the additional money, of course, will continue to help little Indy and Beck. Hey, Narelle, again, unbelievable. Thank you, Narelle.
You're welcome. Thank you, Narelle. You're welcome.
17 past 8 here at The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Byron. 101.9
The Fox. It was a big show yesterday where our beautiful host, Fiona Box, 9 months in the waiting, cooking there in the little oven, which turned into a big oven because she was a little dumpling, gave birth to her second beautiful daughter, Daisy Bell Box, which was huge. It was a great moment for this show. And she called in, we called her, we're pests, and she broke that news yesterday. But we did speak earlier on about inappropriate pop-ins, and one person in this room pestered and pestered and ended up going in to drop a gift off, but actually went in and just went in to see Fifi and Daisy.
Well, I just wanted to drop a gift off.
It was the day of the birth. No one else had seen him, only Fee's dad and mum.
Okay,
the brother hadn't even been in there before. No. It was just inappropriate.
The doctor hadn't been in yet. The nurses hadn't been in yet.
It's okay.
I don't even think the baby was out yet.
The baby hadn't come yet.
Regardless, guys, regardless of whether or not it was appropriate and maybe a bit too soon, and yes, you're right, there are several family members that haven't met little
And just
Daisy.
Confirming, you're not the father.
I will not.
Are you sure?
There's no comment on that matter.
No comment?
I shouldn't even need to comment.
You just did.
When you walked in, Byron, was it awkward?
It was awkward for lots of reasons. I shouldn't have been there for a start.
Yeah. Right.
The second reason is Fife, and we remember this with Trixie when she was breastfeeding, and this is great. A woman, it's a beautiful natural thing. She will, without any warning, just bang, and you just don't know when it's going to
Like when we
strike.
Have a drink of water, we just drink it whenever we
have a listen.
The 6.6 kilos of Fun Park just came out today.
Have a listen. This is, I'm trying to give her a gift, and here we go. This is what happened. This is literally in her hospital bed. Less than 20.
What are you doing in the room?
Oh, I'm sitting on the bed next to her.
Were you under the covers as well?
Come on, I wasn't under the covers, but here it is.
So I've got you a gift. Whoa, hang on a minute. It's just that, sorry, my timing's not
I'm just putting my boob in her mouth.
Okay.
Look at it. She loves it. Look, she's right in there.
Yep, no, yep.
That's a good latch.
Anyway.
It's called a good latch.
Oh, Jesus.
They're really big, aren't they?
Okay, okay. All right.
What are you doing in there?
I was really close and then
you were
suddenly...
really close.
I was right there.
I've seen the picture.
Well,
we did send Fev a picture, which is to freak him out.
And it absolutely shocked me. I've never... The poor baby can't breathe.
Oh, my goodness.
The baby's getting squashed. Like, there's Fiona's breast, which is... We weighed them. They're 6.6 kilos.
Each? And then
nah, each side. Yeah. But that was a couple of months to go. So I reckon they would have gone up a couple of... Because obviously the milk's there now, so they're going to get bigger.
Yeah.
And little Daisy's got this beautiful little petite head that looks like a tennis ball up against a bowling ball. And Byron, what are you doing?
Well, here's what we're going to do. Now we did send Fev a picture just to freak him out.
Yep.
Fief has now said that with permission and our
don't
web guy...
Don't put it on Insta.
No, our web guy Will is currently doing some pixelating.
What?
As long as she approves of the image, we will post the actual image...
You'll need a widescreen.
We will work on it. There's approvals process. I reckon in the next 10 minutes we will post the picture we sent to Fev to freak him out.
Yeah.
Fief, maybe because she's still highly medicated, I don't know. She has agreed that we can share it with the world.
Oh my goodness.
So get ready at the Instagram, Fifi Fev Byron.
I can't believe that Fee. I don't. Are you the dad?
Oh, yeah. Stop asking that.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, something that might be coming up is a controversial Instagram post at Fifi Fev Byron. Fev, what are we thinking of posting?
No.
So you're not involved
in this
process?
I'm not involved in this posting of Fiona's breasts.
Okay.
We are thinking of posting a photo of Fif breastfeeding Daisy, pixelated,
I think that if someone was to post it, it should be Fiona. She feels the need to post that.
I visited
Fief. There's nothing wrong with breastfeeding, but Byron, you were in the room and that's what we have a problem with.
Well, I visited Fief last night in hospital and she suggested I think she's high on medication.
Yeah, well, she is.
She has said, oh, why don't you take a picture of us? This would be really awkward. And I'm sort of trying to not be in the picture.
And then you sent it to me, which made it more awkward.
Will's our online guy. Will, have we got permission from Fifi? Because as long as she said pixelate it and then I'll think about it. What has she said back to you?
It's quite ambiguous. I sent through different levels of pixelation and she said, thanks, Will. And then that's all I've really got.
Well, thanks for doing it. But there's no...
If she said thanks, she's still making up her mind.
Yeah, I don't think she wants... she wants to send that on her own platform.
Maybe. She's online on her WhatsApp now.
Why don't you send
it? Ask her.
Why don't you put it on your WhatsApp?
I'll send her a WhatsApp message now. Fief, so I'm on WhatsApp. Can we post that picture of you breastfeeding, please? Can you please get back to me, like, now?
Yeah, we're on air, Fief.
Do you know Byron uses WhatsApp because he's such a tight ass he doesn't want to text because it costs money?
Very funny. So
you can do that on text now, though.
In the meantime, while we get permission, call us right now if you want a trip to Mount Buller. Call us right now.
Why don't you use text?
13 10 60 is the number. I call Buller right after this on The Fox.
1019 The Fox.
It's cold outside.
I'm missing it.
Winter is coming.
It's just my favourite time of the year.
Fifi, Fev and Byron want to tell you a story. But are they lying?
Fifi, Fev and Byron's I call boo.
Cool party.
Who you trying to fool?
Always fun, this game. I call Buller. Fev is brilliant at it. It's scary how good Fev is at it. But it's Evie's turn today, filling in for Fief. So you tell a story. We have some contestants on the line ready to go. If they can work out whether you're telling the truth or Buller, they win this great trip to Mount Buller, guys.
Yeah, they do. Well set up, Byron. It's exactly how the game works. And we've got Jessica from Bacchus Marsh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Jess.
How are you guys?
All you got to do, Jess, from the Marsh, is just sit back and listen to Evie Jones tell a story and tell us whether it's true or whether it's Buller. And if you guess right, you're off to the snow. And we've got Chloe from Warrandyke. Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning.
Hi, Chloe.
Homer Scotty James, a famous snowboarder.
Who?
Warrandyke, Scotty James.
Scotty was with us, actually, at the Buller last year. We had a great time with Scotty.
Yeah. Where's
us
all he this year?
He's landed on his tippy toes. So, Chloe, all you got to do is sit there, mate, and hopefully Jessica stuffs it up, and then you get to go to the snow. So you're the Stephen Bradbury of this competition.
Okay, good.
So sit back and relax.
Relax.
All right, Jess, Evie has a story for you today.
Okay. Yep. I've only been to the snow twice. quite recently. And once when I was a child, I was about 6. My brother Matthew was about 7. And we went with my dad. He drove us to Jindabyne. Or it might have been Threadbone.
You should have said Mount Buller just for the sake of the sponsor.
We went to Mount Buller.
Correct.
And anyway, there wasn't a lot of snow, but we didn't do anything because we didn't have any money, so we couldn't ski or anything.
What?
So Dad said we could just build a snowman.
Fun. So we, that's fun.
Me and my brother, we built a snowman. I have a picture to prove it. My dad took a photo of us. Well, clearly that's what I've got to prove it. But he goes, just come around the bend of this rock. And he found another snowman that someone else had built, right. Made us stand next to it and took all these family photos. And that's the one he showed everyone.
You were right. Poor.
Yeah. And they.
Well, it doesn't cost money to build a snowman. That's just lazy.
No, but just that's just the mindset. Like, oh, we can't build one. Hey, let's just go stand next to one. It's like when I went and stood next to Bernard Tomic's Ferrari. Remember when it was out front of Versace and I told everyone it was mine? And then Bernard Tomic walked in and went in the car. And they looked at me and went, not your car. Go,
yeah,
nah.
That was awkward.
Anyway, Jessica, do you think that Evie is telling the truth or do you think she's telling Buller? I think she's telling a lie.
Yeah, so do I. Buller.
You think that's Buller?
It's true.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jessica.
Jen.
The Stephen Bradbury Chloe.
Chloe, I'm coming to Buller.
You haven't been to Buller for 6 or 7 years, and you're on your way. That was an easy competition for you, wasn't
good stuff.
It?
Oh, too easy.
You Stephen Bradbury'd that.
That was how easy was that for Chloe? Apologies, Jessica. That was very believable, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, I just because really you were. Told the story to Byron, I wasn't listening, but then you said it was true, so I just thought you were trying to throw me off the scent.
Right.
So that's why I said false.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, this wow. Team never ceases to amaze me.
I got you.
Anyway, we will continue to play this game tomorrow. There's so much snow at Mount Buller. Check it out at mtbuller.com.au.
It's
20 minutes to 9.
God,
we're still going to work out if we can post that picture of Fief, the picture from her
back?
Hospital
she's gone,
bed.
She's gone very quiet.
Yeah, we're just trying to get permission. She's got a. It's an amazing picture.
She's got
picture.
A bit on, Byron. Well, she's got a baby.
She's breastfeeding and it's a.
Hang on. Breaking news. 8:40 a.m. Fifi box. Tell him no, he can't post it.
Well, really?
That's just what I got there.
No, you did just read that out.
Such a liar.
No,
tell him he can't post it.
Okay, that's.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
oh.
with a couple of those little apostrophes.
Exclamation point.
You'll never see that picture. That's just one for Fev's private collection.
What the
fuck?
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Look, it's been a huge week for us. What about Beck from Seaford, who we met at Fifi's Single Mum's Baby Shower? This was a story we came across, Fev. On the back of Israel Folau using GoFundMe for reasons most people thought were inappropriate, we thought, hang on, here's someone in actual need.
Yeah, and we thought we put all our brains together overnight and then we come up with a great idea to find someone on the GoFundMe page. And we met Beck at the Fifi's baby shower and she's got a young girl named Belle who's 6 years old who is in a wheelchair. She's gone blind, lost her use of arms and legs in her head, and she needed a car, modified car, to be able to transport young Indy around. And it's just an emotional story of a single mum who works part-time and battling away, had it for over a year and only raised $2,200, and we needed a goal of $20,000, Byron.
Yeah, we stepped it up and then the donation started coming through.
Johnny from Burnside Heights, good morning.
Well, I'd like to give $50.
Adam from Noble Park.
Yeah, I'd like to donate $250.
Diana from Epping, good morning.
Yes, I'm going to donate $500.
It's Hugh and Anna from the Glen Arrow Speakway Cafe. We want to donate $500.
Wow.
$500?
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
Gotti
thank
from
you.
Frankston, good morning.
I'd like to donate $500.
Aaron from Melbourne CBD, good morning, Ez.
We'd love to donate $1,000.
Wow.
Simon in Bentley has given us a call.
Overnight, I just donated $1,000.
Simon.
So it just went up and up, Evie. It was unbelievable. And we got really close to 20 grand within... Well, pretty much 36 hours.
Yeah, 36 hours, day and a half. And thank you to Melbourne. I think the total's at 18,124, which is an amazing thank you very much to our listeners. And it's going to change Beck and Indy's life. And then we had a beautiful call from a wonderful lady named Narelle, who lost her son a couple of years ago through cancer. He got spine in the cancer, and little Lockie passed away, and they had a car, a Kia, which is exactly what Beck needed, and she called with this.
My daughter and I heard your story, and we were in a very similar situation when my son was diagnosed with cancer on the spine and was a quadriplegic. He has since passed away, and we now have a wheelchair accessible vehicle sitting in our driveway that we would actually like to donate to you for you and your daughter.
Oh, wow, that's so amazing. Thank you so much.
It was unbelievable when that happened. And so now, as a result, guys, she has the car that she needs for little Indy, the little six-year-old, and the money that we raise will go into ongoing costs. She's a part-time. She can only work part-time. She works so hard as a single mum.
Yeah. It's changed her life, and Narelle's changed her life. So it's an amazing moment, and I'm proud that we get to do something like that, and that's how GoFundMe is supposed to be used.
Yeah, exactly. While we were putting out the calls this week and everything, I kept thinking to myself, wouldn't it be nice if she could just have the cash and, you know, a car as well? Because that money has to go on the car. Wouldn't it be nice if we could have raised it twice and for Narelle to have come and made a donation like a car, an actual car? So now Beck and Indy have money, ongoing costs, because Beck can't have a full-time job. She's a carer.
She works so full-time, hard.
And she's a single mum. This is above and beyond what we could ever have imagined.
We're stoked. It's
a beautiful moment. Well done, guys.
Everyone who supported the businesses, everyone who was behind that, absolutely awesome work. And it just shows our, you know, everyone that listens to us on the way to work.
Yeah.
Thank you, because we've just got this
thank
beautiful
you, Melbourne
people out there.
Brilliant
well
stuff. All right,
I'm so glad I've moved to this beautiful city.
Yes. Forget Sydney.
Good to have you.
Turn
proud
you
of Melbourne.
Sydney. All right, we are out of here.
Thanks to Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.